If you had been here, Lord, he would not have had died. Over these last several weeks, many people have asked me, where is your God? Where is your God now? Where is God in the midst of this coronavirus and COVID-19? Why is he allowing all of this to happen? It's a profound question, and one that is not at least the answer. And I do what most of us try to do, is we go to Scripture for answers. And over the years, I've sort of struggled with this question, not only because of this particular illness, but any calamity that happens, whether it's an earthquake or a natural disaster, or even a whole slew of other possible deaths that might happen that are confusing for us, hard to understand. Ron Rollheiser brings this analysis. Scripture says that both the Jewish scriptures and the Christian scriptures bring two insights in the midst of such things like this. And the first is, in the midst of tragedy and suffering, what it does is it reframes the tragedy and suffering into a wider perspective. God redeems the suffering more than, if you would, rescues us from it. It's the first insight. The second one is that Scripture consistently says that God enters into this suffering with humanity. And of course, in the person of Jesus Christ, in the most potent and powerful way, he enters into the human condition. And this is God's constant, call. He doesn't give answers to the suffering question, but enters into it and is with. And that's exactly what we hear in today's reading from St. John's Gospel about Lazarus. Let's just recount what happens. Like, he has Mary and Martha sends a message and say, your friend Lazarus has died. And you notice it's a peculiar phrase, and actually somewhat disturbing when you read it, is he hears it, and then he stays two more days. He doesn't get up and rescue Lazarus, but he allows him to die. And then says, sort of like, oh, this is for the glory of God. And it's actually quite shocking to hear his close friends. So the first thing he does, he doesn't rescue him, but he redeems him. Now, when Mary and Martha come, each of them come to him and say, if you were here, he would have not died. Where were you? They plead with him as to say, why were you not here to rescue my brother? And Jesus, as he does massively, he doesn't answer the question directly. He indirectly responds by saying, where is he? Where is he? Where have you put him? And they say, the crowd that are with Mary and Martha says, come and see. Which is, of course, you're meant to hear, to come and see. Is the whole idea is to come and see, come and follow. That's exactly the call of the disciples. Come and see. And so when he goes, now enters the second phase. What does Jesus do? He sees the suffering of Mary and Martha, them weeping. And he drinks in their tears and falls himself and weeps. He enters into our suffering. He is not separate from us. He enters into their suffering, and then he tells Lazarus, come out. And then he does his miracle. A sign in John's Gospel being a sign is the same thing as a miracle in John's Gospel. And it's always about pointing to God's presence in our midst, pointing to God's love. So in other words, for us in the midst of our suffering, where is God? God is in that healthcare worker who is working 80, 90 hours, risking their life to save another human being who may be our uncle or aunt or our grandparent, who they don't know. But they are rescuing them. They are doing everything they can to bring their healing powers. And the endless support teams that they have around them at the hospitals that keep everything going, that again are risking, while we at home are also in isolation. Where is God? God is right in the midst of our home. God has never, ever left us and never, ever will leave us. He is right there. He's with the first responders who respond to every call regardless of how dangerous it is. That they themselves putting themselves at risk, or the countless other essential services that are showing up for work day after day, some not even guaranteeing getting their pay. Or just something simple like the grocery store clerk. We may not think are putting their lives at risk, but in fact, they're there showing on an hourly wage, they're showing up putting the groceries in those shelves and are checking it out and in fact are putting their lives at risk because we don't know who's carrying this virus. We don't know if we have it. It's asymptomatic for the first several days. We know that. Where is God? God is in the midst of every one of our community who are tending to each other. My gosh, now more than ever have I seen the value of community. As you on the internet are reaching out to us by being here just online, desperately hungry to be connected. God is on our midst. Oh my, yes, he is. And he is also with the suffering family, the family of a victim. And he is most definitely with that victim. And he might not rescue the victim, but we know that he will redeem them and that he will take them to himself. That is his ultimate promise of the resurrection. And that's what he says today. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I have everything. I am here with you in the midst of your suffering. So what does that mean for us now? I think we have to use this time as people of faith to become aware of that presence. To become aware of the presence in and be grateful and joyful. I know that sounds strange. But it actually is important that we become grateful for the presence of Christ in our family. Even if we're isolated away from our loved ones and we can only talk to them via FaceTime or the phone. We can become grateful to so many essential workers who actually are showing up and who are making their sacrifice. To be grateful for our leaders who are stumbling sometimes in the dark, but are genuinely moving towards the right decisions. We are called to be present to one another and to be joy-filled in the midst of this. Now, I know those sounds contradictory, but in fact, that's our opportunity to become acutely aware of the presence of Christ right now in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our confusion, in the midst of this disastrous pandemic. So what are we to do? We are to acknowledge that God is present. And that he's in our midst. And that he has never and will never leave us. And in the end, he is the resurrection and he is the life. He will redeem us.